what people are doing and how unusual this is in terms of what humans used to do as far as information. I mean, they're putting out information now to fairly porous networks of people, and some of it is very private, and some of it is stuff that really you'd be careful not to say. So one might say, well, employers have a little bit of a legitimate right to know that things aren't being put that are detrimental about the company, and that's the reason why it's coming about.
Mm.
So that's kind of the groundwork for it. I mean, Facebook is an unusual thing. A lot of people love it. I happen to think it's so unusual for what people are doing that people ought to think twice when they use it for things that are the least bit problematic. It stays there forever, and it's mined for all kinds of commercial activity.
I see. So this is if you're going to post something that's negative or derogatory toward the company you're already working for, That's the heart of this?
Well, that's the heart of the reason why employers don't like it, because there are things that have gone on that have absolutely killed a company. I mean, if one of your employees accidentally puts something on Facebook that comes about to be harmful, then it's problematic. But I think, but that's kind of the base of what we're talking about here with this problem.
Uh-huh.
But then when you get into the legalities of it, and whether an employer is justified in doing it, you have to talk about a few things like questions of privacy, intrusion into privacy, as a general background. I don't think at this point that courts would consider this to be invasion of privacy on its face, simply because most privacy laws that have been in the past require that there be some way of trying to keep your information secret. And if you've let it out over a network of 200 or 300 people, or even, you know, 15 or 20, it's no longer secret. I mean, this issue is not just coming up in this respect. It's coming in lawsuits. When people sue somebody for something that's happened, the people that get sued, the insurance companies, want to get all the information they can, and they want the Facebook information.
And it's admissible, is it not?
Well, it's admissible, and the question is it discoverable?
Mm. What does that mean?
And discover means in the discovery process in a lawsuit, there are methods of discovery and the rules of civil procedure, where you have to disclose certain information by interrogatory, by deposition, by subpoena, and such, so that lawyers can get prepared for their cases. And defense lawyers now are routinely, insurance company lawyers are routinely asking for this information at the beginning of lawsuits.
Yeah.
Tell us everything you've said. Now, they want to see the whole thing, not just what you said. They say, we want to see your Facebook. We want to see everything.
This is interesting, Mike. Just in the respecting of time here, Murph just handed me this story, and I read it this morning early when I just got up. San Diego Marine is facing some heat for, on his Facebook, blasting the president. So this is a Marine in the United States, an active Marine. Initiated,
right.
They're initiating disciplinary action against this guy.
Well, you see, now let's get into the issue of being able to gain access and be punished for what you put on Facebook. Now, a person in the military is subject to military control. They're not ordinary individuals. So the question of whether or not this person will be punished is a question of military law. And from what I understand, under the military law, when you make statements about a superior officer and make it to the public, that can be subject to punishment and whatever discipline.
What happened to free speech, regardless of whether you're an employer or a military?
Free speech is not entirely free for military people.
Mm.
You may want it to be, but it's not.
Okay.
And so the military is under tighter control. But let's get to the very topic of what you asked for. Can an employer do this? Well, Colorado happens to have a law, 24-34-402.5. Let me repeat that. 24-34-402.5.
I'm going to look that up right after the show, Mike.
Yeah, it makes it unlawful. It's prohibited for an employer to discipline someone or terminate them for doing something in their off hours that is legal.
Hmm.
It says specifically, it shall be a discriminatory or unfair employment practice for an employer to terminate the employment of an employee due to that employee's engaging in any lawful activity off the premises of the employer during non-working hours, unless such restriction A relates to bona fide occupational requirements, is necessary to avoid conflict of interest. So there are some caveats to it, but I don't think that...
And Facebook falls under this law.
I think it falls under that law because it's legal to. This was passed because smokers wanted to be able to smoke off hours,
I see.
They didn't want employers to be firing them because they were smoking.
Well, all this new technology is going to require a whole new area of law, is it not?
Well, I think it starts to test and strain some of the old laws that we had before, because people are putting all this stuff out, and, and information travels so quickly, and people don't seem to much care about their own privacy. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would people put some of the stuff they put on Facebook that's just so, I mean, so intimate of things they did last night, and they want all their friends to know it? I mean, that's not the way it was. You know, maybe I'm showing my age, but that's not the way it was in the olden days.
I would think that would help you in the law profession. Streamline, as Bill was saying earlier, it's basically another way to kind of, what you call it?
Background check.
Yeah, an easier background check than ever before.
Well, you do. You do get background checks a lot easier now than you used to with the Internet. I mean, we can tell things about people right away. And yes, it opens up a whole can of worms.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Go ahead, Bill.
I had a question for you, Mike.
Yes.
Suppose a guy calls in to work and says, I'm sick, can't come in today.
Yes.
Okay. And then he posts on his Facebook page him playing golf that afternoon. Is that, and the employer sees that and fires him. Is there any legal recourse for that guy?
And if the employer finds out about it legally, no. If the employer finds out about it because another friend of his happens to be a friend of his who happens to find out about it, no. Now, that's part of the problem with posting these things on these Facebook places where it's as porous for public information as it can be.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the veracity of this, you know, in terms of some of the posts, too. Let's say that you were drunk at the time you posted that, or a friend saw you, and then third person said that you didn't show up for work and you were out playing golf. It gets kind of dicey, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I think it means that people should try to continue to be truthful, especially if people are going to find out about it.
Hey, what's the area of employment law? You're an expert in this arena, as well as others in your office. And with the minute we've got left, what do people come to you most with at your office in terms of employment? Is it invasion of privacy or wrongful firing? What is it?
Oh, it's because people have been disciplined in their work. They're being let go at their work.
Uh-huh.
They're being harassed at work and made to do things that they don't want to do. But one of the biggest things that people should look out for is to make sure, especially if you work for a big company, that you've been paid for all of the hours that you